Well, the Epstein situation, Lee, just got stranger.
Didn't think that was possible.
No, but here we go.
Okay.
I'm just going to try to report this as it's going down because, okay. So, starts in the beginning of the year by the Trump administration. They send like all their high, you know, officials out to promote the release of the Epstein documents. They want you to get really excited about it because these dudes are bad, bad dudes. All these rich people. But don't worry, we're going to bring them to justice. This is Trump's personal attorney and at the time, the White House General Counsel, Alina Haba. And she's saying, you know, look, it's bad. We got everything. It's coming out.
Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse.
Okay, so we have the information we're going to release. It's going to be amazing. They started this, Lee. This is the weirdest part of this.
Yeah.
The Trump, and so these people are going on TV. Surely Trump noticed that, right? And then out of like plum nowhere, Trump's like slams on the brakes after Pam Bondi puts out these bizarre little folders. That's his Trump's attorney general, Pam Bondi, with information that's been public for a long time. And it was humiliating. What? And then everybody's demanding it. They blame the head of the FBI for New York for allegedly blocking them from getting the real documents. He's pushed out the door. So we're left to think, oh, okay, they're out there. It's just this guy was blocking them. Then Comey's daughter, James Comey, his daughter is fired. She spent a lot of her time keeping the Epstein documents from coming out. And there really are Epstein documents in these court cases that have a lot of the victim and the perp information. She spent a lot of time in court fighting these freedom of information lawsuits on behalf of the Department of Justice to make sure nothing about Epstein ever came out. Weird. Okay. And then we finally get to, okay, release them if you have them. You said you had them. And Trump says, no, anybody who wants these released, I don't even want your support. What? Y'all brought it up. Nobody be talking about this. And then it was kind of like, well, there's really nothing there. And oh, by the way, whatever's there is fake, Trump said on multiple occasions, because Comey and John Brennan like planted fake Epstein something in the something in the documents. So we're not releasing them. And Trump shuts it down. Devastating for him. If you look at Rasmussen's polling, he has lost between 3 to 5 points of support over it. It's never come back. He was polling in the low to mid 50s. He's never gone back there. He's in the high 40s now. It hurt him bad. And it continues to hurt him. It trends every day on X because the left has sunk their teeth in. And, you know, I can't blame them. It's a self-inflicted wound. And unfortunately, Lee, with Epstein and the hashtag Epstein, a lot of what the left is saying is lies, but it's working. All right. So it gets even more bizarre yesterday. Anna Paulina Luna leads the committee. She's a Republican congresswoman. Anna Paulina Luna leads the committee charged with getting to the bottom of the JFK assassination, aliens, and Epstein. Now, maybe they all have the same answer. I don't know. We could have the aliens well, killed Epstein.
They're, you know.
And JFK. I don't know. It could happen. Yeah. But anyway, I guarantee you this, it wouldn't be stranger than what the truth probably actually is. But anyway, so Anna Paulina Luna yesterday goes into a meeting, as do other Congress members, with these Epstein victims. And she comes out sounding just like Alina Haba and Pam Bondi back when they were claiming they had the goods and it was horrible and the Johns got away with it and that's wrong. And she says this, which broke the internet.
Those are some of the most courageous women.
But it is very much so a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein was a intelligence asset working for our adversaries. But also, too, I think the questions that we have is how much did our own government know about it?
Wait. Jeffrey Epstein was an asset working for adversaries? Huh? Wait, how do you know that? She can't say. Here's some more from her. She's saying, again, she sounds like Pam Bondi and Alina Haba back when they were pushing the release of the Epstein documents and promising them to everybody.
The victims themselves have stated that this is a lot bigger than I think anyone anticipated. We are obviously going to be requesting the SARS reports from Treasury, and also to following up on that. There are some very rich and powerful people that need to go to jail. I think everyone's been frustrated as to why that hasn't happened before. But it is very much so a possibility that Jeffrey Epstein was an intelligence asset working for our adversaries. But also, too, I think the questions that we have is how much did our own government know about it? And so.
Well, that sounds like there's something there, right?
Well, that's what we keep hearing.
Why is Trump blocking this from coming out? Republicans are now signing discharge petition to release the Epstein files. As Republicans in Congress, they're lining up with the Democrats. I'd say sign a petition to force a vote on the release of the files. But the question remains, who has them? This is where this gets confusing. Okay, so Marjorie Taylor Greene was in that meeting yesterday as well. She's another congresswoman. And she is flat out asked, okay, where are the documents? Are they in the DOJ? Are they in the FBI? This has been my question from the beginning. I know they have documents inside the FBI because the FBI has like a semi-truck worth of stuff they took out of Epstein's residences. UK Daily Mail reported that. I don't know where that stuff is. We still don't know. But Congress wants it. So listen to this, okay? This is where it gets weird because Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Republican from Georgia, but she and Trump are on the outs right now, okay? She's constantly haranguing him. And for some good reasons, she went after him on the H-1B visas, but other reasons that are personal. So whatever, they're not on good terms. But even she is asked, okay, by the liberal media reporter, where are the Epstein files? Because she's saying, yeah, I'm going to sign the discharge petition. I'm going to make Trump, you know, make the Trump administration release them. Well, listen to where she says they are, Lee, because you can't make Trump release them from these places.
Are there files that the Department of Justice has, you believe, that would be some sort of smoking gun, or that would be some sort of thing that would really, is there something specific that you know exists that you were trying to get, or is this in case there is something?
There's information, but it lies in different places. One place is in the case in New York. Another place would lie within the estate, Jeffrey Epstein's estate. Other information would lie within the FBI and Department of Justice, and that information we are being given, thankfully, on the Oversight Committee. We're being given a lot of information. There's also information in civil cases and trials. So there's information in many different places, and it'll require quite a pursuit to get it.
Yeah, Trump can't get that stuff. He can get the FBI, DOJ, whatever they have, but he can't get that stuff. And you listen to who's blocking it in all those cases. So that's the Florida courts, the New York courts, the civil cases. It is liberal judges appointed by Obama and Biden. They won't unseal it. Trump can't get that. So I don't know what's going on here. I'm
extremely cynical on this, Tara.
I am too.
My belief that there are, as it says, rich and powerful people that are implicated in this, and we will never, ever see this information. I just don't believe it will ever come out because I think it implicates too many rich and powerful people. I have absolutely no evidence to support that opinion. That's just my belief, hearing all of the tap dancing that's going on from Democrats, Republicans, Trump, allies, adversaries. It doesn't matter. I just see too many people dancing around this, and there's just it's just too big a deal that would damage too many rich and powerful people. We're never going to see it. Just my opinion.
And why is Trump where he is on this? I can't figure that one out.
And as you said, this is a self-inflicted wound for him, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why he even stepped into this.
I can't figure it out either.
Because there was no need to do this. There was no need. It's like you see a sign that says minefield and you go, hey, let's run over here.
Hey, so, give me a jump rope. Yeah, all right, well, let's play with it over here. Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, and again, she's like her and Trump are totally on the outs. But even she tells the reporter, no, I've had no pressure from the White House, you know, because she's been out there calling for the release of it. In supporting the discharge petition. She's like, we haven't.
Have you heard from White House officials who are trying to undercut this discharge petition at this moment?
I haven't talked to anybody from the White House trying to undercut it, no.
Have GOP leaders asked you not to sign it?
No, I haven't been asked to not sign it.
Right, so...
That's because these people are not in positions of leadership. That's because the people that are implicated are rich and powerful people in positions that are either not elected officials now or in corporations or just rich individuals, and they're the ones that are applying the pressure. That's just, like I said, my opinion without any corroborating evidence whatsoever.
Meanwhile, a cabal of Democrats and Republicans are going after this, including James Comer. Listen to who he's an investigator in Congress, right? A Republican. He has subpoenaed six former attorney generals to come in and tell what they know about Epstein, including this guy Acosta, who was the prosecutor down in Florida, who has said, oh, I was told to back off Epstein because he's an intelligence asset. And that's why I only gave him a slap on the wrist. Remember,
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Remember, Trump hired him in the first term and then quickly had to let him go because of the shame of the deal he cut with Epstein that let Epstein basically off the hook on all these child sex cases. They're hauling him in. This is Republicans doing this to get to the truth. So, I mean, I don't know why Trump, FBI's got anything, it's going to come out. He might as well just let it go. But he's not. So I don't know. Look, I just tell you the news. You make of it what you will. Folks, this is a huge story for those of us who get real news and understand what the stakes are. And they're huge. Picture yourself living inside of a fort. Outside, there's all kinds of wolves and grizzly bears and horrible monsters. And behind them, massive armies, they're coming for you. And for just a moment, you get to be safe. And the only place in the world to be safe because of Donald Trump. For just a moment. But you know the time is ticking and the time is limited, and they know too. They're waiting outside the fort, and they'll wait as they get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. There is a terrible regime, international regime, that has shut down free speech in the world, in the Western world. In fact, in a more extreme way than you even find in Russia right now. I'm about to demonstrate that. In a way, we should begin to question who our enemies are and who our allies are in a way we never have before. When our allies are just as bad, if not worse, than our enemies, what are we doing? And let me tell you what, this makes me ask that very question because of what has just happened here. And it's awful. There's a comedian his name's Graham Linneman. And he's really funny guy. And he has a Twitter feed. On his Twitter feed, he has offered, he's a Brit, he's a citizen of the UK, but he's over here in America. That's why this is critical. He's over here in America. He's on a comedy tour. He puts up some very mild tweets criticizing the transgender movement. And I mean, I wouldn't even retweet this stuff. It's just milquetoast. But over there, you don't criticize wokes because they will put you in prison. Here's one of the three tweets. He was arrested at the Heathrow Airport as soon as he stepped back on UK soil after tweeting this stuff in America, where he is absolutely free under our Constitution to do so. Steps back on his own soil. They sent a gang of five officers to arrest him. Here's what he writes. You ready for this? Gender ideology, an ideology so stupid it takes several advanced medical degrees to really understand it. Ada Chung, a highly educated person, looks down on others who don't understand how men can be women if they have the magic feels. That's it. That's it. That's one of, and by the way, they'll arrest you for a retweet too. And another one, he's talking about transgender women, so men who think they're women. Naturally, he says they meant it. He retweets a violent threat by a transgender woman. They're just violent men. Yeah, something you hear every day on this show. Not a big deal. That's it? That's it. There's a third one that he retweeted. It is a transgender man, so a naturally born male dressed as a woman. I can't read the t-shirt, but he retweets it, and the person has sick male perv on the shirt. And it originally said, girl penis gang, let's put it that way. I'll clean it up a little. And he retweets, it's been photoshopped, and it says sick male perv, and it is a dude dressed as a woman with fishnet stockings in a diaper. That's it. That'll get you arrested in the UK. Now, here's what's so significant. It had free speech activist Mike Benz flipping out last night, and he should have. What is so significant is that he said these things in America, and they were waiting for him at Heathrow. As soon as he touched down in the UK, they arrested him. They immediately hauled him into court, and in order to be released on bond, he had to agree he would not tweet any more. Folks, why is this significant? Mike Benz pointed this out, and it trended last night on X, and it's so true. They are building the legal framework to put Americans in prison for things we say on X after we're extradited to the UK. This was the Democrats' plan for Americans before they lost. And remember, the UK's top prosecutor had already asserted the right to extradite Americans for trial for speech crimes to the UK. This was the Democrats' plan to get rid of the entire conservative commentariat. And after the election, remember, we learned that the Biden administration was coordinating with them. That's why they didn't condemn it. They were coordinating. They were going to do this. It's part of Project Star. This is a great idea, because if you think about it, there is legal precedent there. I mean, we have extradition agreements, and Americans who violate UK laws, particularly around fraud and other stuff, mainly financial crimes, are extradited. You can build on that. And that is why they were waiting at Heathrow for this man, Graham Linehan. Because this sets a new standard. You wrote it in America, but we can prosecute you. Folks, when the Trump term's over, they're going to pick this up if they win. They're going to pick this up if they win. Here's Winston Marshall. He's a former member of the Mumford & Sons band. This guy's a friend. Hold on with the music. This guy's a friend of his, this comedian. Listen to what he says.
We've had over 3,000 arrests for social media posts, and that compares to Russia, which has had about 400. But last year, when Sir Keir Starmer and his Labour government came to power, a moment I might note might be what America might look like had Kamala won last year. Things were bad already before Starmer came to power, but things got a whole lot worse. Last summer, there were riots, and in the aftermath, Starmer decided to push down and use his powers to encourage the arrest of people for tweeting. Lucy Connolly spent a long time in prison for a tweet.
400 in Russia, 3,000 in the UK. Why are we defending these people militarily? Seriously, why? Literally the boots that we would put on the ground, or, well, in this case, in the air, as far to the Air Force, right? That's what Trump's promising. We'll do air security for Ukraine. Security for who? The people who will turn around and arrest our service members for saying non-politically correct things? Why would we defend these countries? Let them burn. Seriously, let them burn. This isn't the Western world. This is the USSR. It's just located in the UK now. I want nothing to do with this. These aren't Western values. We should wash our hands of these people. Let them and Russia have at it if they want. I can't tell the difference anymore. Folks, the story is massive. It's all the same story. You saw yesterday what went down with Putin and Xi, right? They're the best buds, showing off their Chinese hardware there like they're going to war with us. And they are at war with us. Take a listen. And specifically, I'm talking about mainly China.
Russia's Vladimir Putin, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and China's Xi Jinping all spending the morning together in Beijing to attend China's military parade marking 80 years since the end of World War II. President Trump said in a Truth Social post that the three are conspiring against the U.S. China unveiled new laser weapons, nuclear ballistic missiles, and giant underwater drones during the parade.
Doesn't sound like these people are our friends, does it? But folks, this story, this is the one we should be talking about today on talk radio again, because everything makes sense. We just blew those Tren de Aragua terrorists out of the water, and Pete Hegseth says it's only the beginning. It's going to be a lot of fireworks. Why? Folks, Democrats were covering up and facilitating a massive China and cartel movement of cash through this country. $312 billion total under Biden. Billion. Chinese networks are laundering billions of dollars in drug cartel cash. See the connection? This is why Trump's attacking them. Through the U.S. financial system, according to the Treasury Department. So here's what happened. There's something called FinCEN. It's the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. So whenever banks see, oh, looky there, there's the Chinese and, oh, a bunch of Chinese students laundering money in partnership with the cartels. How cool. Yeah, we got to by law report that. They did during the Biden administration, $312 billion worth. These are crimes. They do anything to stop it? No. Look, folks, there's a reason China got caught shipping 19,000 fake licenses into this country. Remember, they took the information they'd stolen from people off TikTok, created fake licenses indistinguishable from the real ones to be used for absentee ballot fraud. And what did the FBI do? Arrest every... No, silly. They hid the fact they found it, scrubbed all evidence of it off their servers so no one would ever knew that they knew. By the way, they also had human sources, too, telling them China's stealing the election. They're helping with absentee ballot fraud. Okay, so let's get straight. China helps with absentee ballot fraud, check. The FBI covers it up and makes it go away rather than doing anything about it, check. And now we find out that the Biden administration let China, in partnership with the cartels, launder $312 billion through the country. Knew all about it because the banks reported it, did nothing. Check. China, the cartels, and the Democrat Party are merging, and that is why Trump is blowing them up. The Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network said banks flagged about $312 billion in transactions from suspected Chinese money laundering networks. Folks, this is why the only people on earth Gavin Newsom will clean the streets up for and get scraped the poop off is Chairman Xi when he comes to town. This is why, folks, Google this because this is scary. The New York Times just broke the article last week, broke the story that China, the Communist Party, is taking over Democrat Party politics in New York City and determining who wins primaries. Ton of Chinese what? Cash. You mean like the cash from the cartels? Yeah, flowing through there. So they can either spend it for the Democrat candidate they like or against it. Against them. They do it through Chinese businessmen's clubs. But they are seizing control. Folks, they are going to take territory. They already are. By the way, that's not even counting the land. They're using some of this money to buy that land, the farmland, the land around the military bases. This is war, okay? Donald Trump last week going, hey, you know what? Biden only let in 390,000 of these Chinese students on visas. We need to go to 600,000. He got pummeled, as he should have. But we're at war with these people. So the idea that we can cut trade agreements with them is just silliness at this point. 137,000 reports from financial institutions. They're not hiding this. These are linked to Chinese money laundering networks in the U.S., linked to real estate transactions, casinos, human trafficking, fentanyl, all of that. About 13% of the total is real estate. So they're taking the money, using it to buy up land in the U.S. Now, listen to who's doing it. You're going to love this. Cartels and money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders from the People's Republic of China. Oh, is that the thousands a month that Joe Biden let in? Because see, we didn't used to have thousands a month because we turned them away at the border. Joe Biden said, nah, let them go. Just when they show up, give them a free ticket to wherever and we'll ship them in. All the Chinese men with the same clothes, same suitcases and same haircuts who showed up at the border. Those guys, the ones who look military. Yeah, let them in. I mean, Chinese vote Democrats, so it'd be good. Yeah, just let them all in. And Joe Biden decided to let them in. Well, here's what they're up to. As well as all those visa holders. Huh. And that's where the money's coming from to buy up all this land? Cool. This sounds like war, doesn't it? So you're looking at the cartel nexus. And what does Trump hate? Trump hates him from China, even though I don't know why he wants to cut a trade deal with these people. I think we should crush them. The only trade deal with them should be 500% tariffs. Screw you. Plenty of other countries can make our stuff and just end it. Folks, we already had millions of unemployed people when Trump actually had the tariffs on China. And they were burning their own factories because they were hungry. I mean, like, just keep going with that and collapse the Communist Party, because I don't want to fight these people with bullets. I just don't feel like it. There's no reason to, but we're playing games with them, so I don't understand it. Probably because we need the rare earth minerals more than likely. They almost shut down our auto industry. This is a mess, folks. So when you see what is going on, you see Trende Aragua blown sky high. What is Trump saying to Maduro, who is a cartel leader? Stop bringing the fentanyl in. They are a key conduit for fentanyl. Who is fentanyl? China's. So when you see him hitting the cartels, this is war. He's cutting off Democrats' networks. Where do you think, by the way, that $316 billion ended up? I mean, besides the land purchases. Folks, this makes so much sense. Remember, you see the Democrat governor of Arizona and the legislature had passed a law saying, no, wait, we're not going to let him buy land around military installations. And she vetoes it. Why? Because Democrats are in bed with the Chinese. They're allied against us and they help Democrats steal elections. And Trump just went to war with China in the only way that he can. He's got to get real on trade, though. That's a problem. But anyway, what a day, right? Let's see if they can do it, folks. America's got this problem. We got this huge military, and we need enemies. And they're in short supply. And we don't want to fight our real enemies. We pretend they're our friends, i.e. China. So we need, like, fake enemies to fight, like the Taliban. I mean, they're really enemies, but we could squash them like a bug if we wanted to. So we have to build them up. And that costs $40 million a week. Wait a minute. Weren't those the guys who did Abbeygate? Let the shooter through? Yeah. Weren't they the enemy in that war that we had in Afghanistan? The enemy that war we had in Afghanistan? Yes. They caused America alone 2,000 casualties. Uh-huh. You can see their handiwork whenever you go look at those commercials, you know, wounded veterans, build them a home and stuff because he has no legs. Who blew his legs off? Look at the Taliban. Okay, cool. The Taliban. I'm just checking. The Taliban. Took more than a year of Nancy Mace's bill being blocked in the House. Hey, let's not fund the Taliban. But we finally got it through. That was good. Now it's in the Senate where it is sitting there going nowhere. Why do we want to fund the Taliban? You know what they're doing, by the way, right now? Oh, you should watch the Sean Ryan podcast. Super exciting. They've reconstituted. It's very good for them. They've you know, with all the military equipment we left them? Yeah, they've reconstituted their terror training camps. You'll never guess who's running them. I get such a feeling of nostalgia when I say this. It's Bin Laden's son. Yeah, Bin Laden's son. And he has found a way to get Shia to work with Sunnis. He's got them in different training camps so they don't kill each other and they can just focus on killing us, which I think is really smart. So, yeah, they're running the terror training camps. And we were warned more than a year and a half ago in congressional testimony that, you know, it was going to be a hop, skip, and a jump till they were attacking us here. So that's good. And we're going to make sure they got the money to do it, right? Watch this bill. John Thune will kill it. No, he will. He's going to kill it. We could barely get it through the House. And that was only after Sean Ryan, he's got podcasts with millions and millions of people, just kept trending Taliban over and over and over again, that they forced it through the House. It was buried in committee. For some reason, they want to fund those Taliban. And what are they going to do? Send our kids, our grandkids, go kill them again? So the military contractors, I guess, can make some money. I don't know why we do these things. It's the strangest thing. I mean, we want to have enemies. We got an enemy. Did you see that parade yesterday? Yeah. China, Russia. Well, we need to go ahead and crush Russia's economy, and we need to go ahead and sanction China for buying the oil, and we need to just stop talking about it and go ahead and do it. They don't want to play ball. They don't have to. Look, I don't want to fire missiles at Russia. That's stupidity. They have not attacked us on our land. We have attacked them through NATO. But go ahead, slap them with economic tariffs. Good. Get it done. Crush the rest of the Russian economy. Make them hungry. Texter writes, please be as accurate as possible. Trump is not leading twice as many Chinese, I think they mean letting in, twice as many Chinese students. He's allowing the same number to continue. The 600,000 is actually up with an alternate source for, what, the minerals we need? Okay, wait, actually 300,000 per year for 2 years. No, that's actually not accurate. I tweeted the government chart that shows that. that the number, the final number for the 2024 was 329,000 visas. 2 months ago, Trump was up to 500,000 visas, and now he's up to six. Although he did, I think, bow to pressure over the weekend and seems to be backing off the visas, saying he's not going to do it. But what he hasn't said is, okay, you're going to get rid of them all or what? Yeah, I've got it up right now. You can see it on my X account. This is straight from the federal government service records. 2024, last year under Biden, 329,000 student visas for China. So no, I wish what you're saying was correct, but it's not. It's was 500,000, but he added another, Trump added another 100,000. It's not a, it's not confusing. It's not an accident. It's an increase. And he did it to get the, I believe, to get the rare earth minerals for the auto industry. We need to get our own rare earth minerals, which Trump is working on, but no, that's an increase. It's not 2 years or a duplicate. And I know that because it came from the Center for Immigration Studies. And they were like, what, dude, wow, you're going to go higher than Biden on the Chinese visas? It's a mess.